2022 iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Presented by Capital One.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Starring Dua Lipa.
Lizzo.
It's about damn time.
Charlie Puth.
The Backstreet Boys.
The Kid LAROI.
AJR.
And more.
You know what time it is.
The biggest holiday party of the year.
Jingle Ball!
iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, coming live from New York to the CW app and CWTV.com on December 9th.
Passing the ball is fun. The Frito-Lay Pass the Ball Challenge is more fun. Join Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022, for their Pass the Ball Challenge. Add your picture to the Golden World Soccer Ball and be part of a one-of-a-kind experience. Then, pass the ball to friends for a chance to score custom swag. Grab a specially marked bag of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos and scan the QR code or visit Frito-LayScore.com.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents at 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. All the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait for what you've been craving. Deals so good it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why'd you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And up next, we have the story of a young woman named Randy Wilson. This is her story. It starts with an eating disorder and goes straight to motherhood. And Chrissy brings us this story, and it begins with Randy Wilson.
So I ended up moving to Florida, and I lived with this aunt of mine, and she lived in a retirement community. So I was down there by myself. I didn't have anyone that I knew, and I didn't make friends right off the bat. And that's abnormal for me because I'm really bubbly. I'm outspoken. I'm an extrovert. But I wasn't doing good in school. My grades started to slip. But I was not praying every day like I used to. It kind of just brought me more into a depression. So my Aunt Alice introduced me to a family friend of hers who had a son who was around my age. So we hit it off right away. And next thing you know, we started dating. And he was really into fitness and CrossFit and very kind of obsessive over nutrition and exercise. And I've always been small. I've been petite my entire life. So I wasn't really too concerned with my weight. I guess being around him so much and him talking about it and everything, then I suddenly felt the need to get on that ball too. I started putting more attention and focus on getting fit and starting to go to the gym and paying more attention to nutrition and what I was eating. But I've never done that before, so I didn't really know the healthy way to do that. So I just started going at it with what I assumed was the healthy way. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just start going to the gym and eating less. About a week into starting that habit, I started seeing results in my body. And I was like, hey, I have lost weight. And the guy I was with noticed too. He would always comment on like, look how little you are. That all just encouraged it even more. We did end up breaking up, but at that point, a snowball had already started to roll. I have kind of a addictive personality. What I mean by that is if I did like 2 hours at the gym one day, then the next day I have to do 2 hours or more. I have to at least match the same amount of time and the same amount of exercise that I did while I was there. So I kind of shut down. Normally I would go to God with stuff like that, but I don't know, for some reason I didn't. And I ended up just kind of putting all my focus into this new hobby that I'd already started, which was going to the gym. And next thing I knew, I was going to the gym 4 times a week for like 2.5 hours. And then the diet thing started taking a turn for the worse as well. At first I was just eating healthy, but then this game started coming into my head. I would try to exert as many calories as I was taking in. At this point, I was trying to eat just simply egg whites all the time and vegetables. And I was still going to the gym and working out. And I was starting to look sickly. We ended up coming home for Christmas that December. My body just plummeted, my health at least. My weight dropped to the 70s. My heart was starting to slow down a lot, and like I had no energy at all. I remember walking up the steps at my grandmother's house, because that's where we went for Christmas, and I felt like my legs were going to give out on every single step that I took. I was cold all the time. I started growing hair all over my arms and my legs, and I was losing hair from my head. I couldn't shiver anymore, and my teeth couldn't chatter, but I was cold all the time.
It was then that Randy's parents intervened.
So at that point, my mom had no other choice than to put me in inpatient facility at a hospital in Chapel Hill. I was very reluctant about going to Chapel Hill. I knew I was going to put on weight, and the idea of my clothes not fitting me anymore terrified me. So it took a lot. I did pray about that one. My heart had been feeling really weird at that point too, because it slowed down so much. So I thought maybe this isn't a bad idea, because I don't want to die. So I ended up agreeing to go to Chapel Hill, and I gained enough weight to go to step down back into day treatment.
Randy eventually left treatment and returned to college. But there she spiraled back into her eating disorder.
A friend of mine came up and she noticed my unhealthy habits starting to pick back up. And she actually called my mom and told her to come and get me, that I wasn't doing well and I was sick again. My mom and dad came up and surprised me and told me I was moving out and that I had to go back to day treatment. I didn't have to go to in treatment this time, but I did go to a residential treatment center in Durham. And that's when I would say my recovery finally really began. So we have a therapist in residential treatment that pretty much grants you your rights. I asked my therapist if I could attend a Bible study, because I told her that, you know, my faith has always been really important to me and I think it might help me. She said, okay, sure, but we have to make sure that we have enough people to take you to a Bible study. Tuesday night came around. So one of the RPAs came up and said, okay, we need so-and-so and so-and-so and Randy to line up to head out. And I was like, is there a Bible study on Tuesday? Then she said it was for an AA meeting. And then they told me that my therapist had considered it close enough to a Bible study because it's based off of biblical principles. So then I started going to AA meetings every Tuesday. Thursdays were NA meetings, which is Narcotics Anonymous. And I jumped on the bandwagon for that one too. At first, I thought it was really funny and I just wanted to use it as my excuse to get out of the house. But honestly, I started listening to all the stories that people would share, and they started hitting me in a deep way.
And you're listening to Randy Wilson and her journey from an eating disorder and ultimately to motherhood. And my goodness, there's a lot to unpack there, but it can happen to anybody. And this is the kind of thing that's affecting so many young and older women, and now increasingly men. And when we come back, we're going to continue this story, the story of Randy Wilson. And by the way, if you have stories like it, of overcoming in the end, because we do a lot of overcoming stories, send them again to OurAmericanStories.com. Randy Wilson's story, A Journey of Overcoming an Eating Disorder. More of this story here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
2022 iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Starring Dua Lipa,
Lizzo,
Charlie Puth,
The Backstreet Boys,
The Kid LAROI,
AJR,
and more.
You know what time it is.
The biggest holiday party of the year.
Jingle Ball!
or iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Coming live from New York to the CW app and CWTV.com on December 9th.
Okay, so you never became a professional soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from your friends at Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022, is giving you the chance to win custom swag and amazing prizes by joining their Pass the Ball Challenge. Just grab a specially marked bag of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, scan the QR code, and look for the Golden World Soccer Ball. Be part of history by adding your picture to the Golden Ball. Explore the ever-growing soccer community, find friends on the ball, and receive a one-of-a-kind collectible NFT. Then pass the ball to fellow soccer fans and play daily games for a chance to score custom swag like limited edition jerseys, duffel bags, scarves, and balls. Visit Frito-LayScore.com or scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos to pass the ball. And you could win amazing Frito-Lay prizes.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents at 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
And we return to our American stories and to Randy Wilson's story. She'd been battling an eating disorder and soon found herself attending AA and NA meetings. At first, it was a way to get out of the house, but then the story she heard at these meetings inspired her to begin her own recovery.
People share stories about how they lost their family, how their kids don't talk to them. And I thought, you know, I'm so selfish because all these people are trying really hard to get back on their feet, and they've experienced such traumatic things in life. If they can do this and they can start really trying to step up their game and get themselves better, then I need to start doing the same thing, because I'm just going to end up going to AA and NA meetings for my entire life and living in a treatment center.
The final piece to Randy's recovery came a few months later.
It was around Thanksgiving. We went to this church service, and there's these two little girls. They're wearing like these Christmas dresses. They had long curly hair. And I just imagined, like, I want to be a mom. I wanted to make it to being a mom. And seeing my little girls grow up and raising kids and having a husband and having a career and to be proud of. And I realized in that moment, if I keep doing this, I'm never going to have that. I can keep getting myself better and then getting sick again forever until my body just finally gives out. I think that was the final push to really start trying to get better.
After her realization, Randy worked hard to recover and managed to leave treatment within a few months. Once she recovered, Randy decided to finish college online.
I was much happier with that. I moved back home with my family in Charlotte, and then I met the man who is now my husband. When I first met Ben, I again kind of started to get that feeling, the need to impress. I started kind of dieting again and paying a lot of close attention to what I was eating, and I did start exercising a lot again because I just wanted to be thin and beautiful. Kind of started to do a little bit of a spiral. He noticed what was going on. He knew my history. I had already shared with him the whole story of what had happened. As soon as he started noticing that it was happening again, he gave me basically a set of rules. He said, okay, look, if you get in the 80s, I will personally put you into treatment. He gave me a lot more freedom, though, than I had ever received with it. And if he came in on me doing some sort of exercise, I immediately felt this sense of shame and guilt and embarrassment that I'm supposed to be better and I'm doing this and I was hiding. We had to sit down and talk about it. And I was like, you know what? Okay, let's put it to this. I'm going to set up what workout I'm doing every day, and I only can do that workout, and let's not go out of it. And I kind of put Ben to hold me accountable. So I gained my weight back, got to a healthy weight. Then Ben and I got married. It was the happiest time in my life.
But there was one problem. Randy couldn't get pregnant.
I lost my menstrual cycle in 2012 when I first started losing weight. So we reached the year 2020 and I still hadn't had a period. So now it's been 8 years. And I remember my gynecologist telling me over the phone, because we couldn't meet in person anymore. So he said, you know, Randy, I hate to say it, but if it's been 8 years, I don't think it's coming back. We're going to have to figure out another way to get you pregnant. I was devastated and I just cried and cried, because at this point I'd been at a healthy weight for at least 2-3 years, and I didn't understand why it hadn't come back. So we started seeing an endocrinologist who basically told me he thought that I could get my period back still. He believed that I could, but to lay off of, basically to do no exercise, which for me was a huge challenge because, yes, I had overcome the obsession of exercise and the addiction to it, but that was only because I had my little hour. I relied on that hour to not go into a obsessive snowball effect and overdoing it. But I did quit. I did quit exercising. I just started walking. I started going on walks, just praying to God, please don't let this be all in vain. That took every bit of, I mean, it wasn't me, it was God. God had to give me the strength. In the middle of the George Floyd riots and the protests, Ben had been sent out to do CEU. He goes out and basically just has to stand out there and make sure that nothing goes too crazy in the city. He would come home around 3 or 4 in the morning. I was stressed out to the absolute max. I was so upset over everything that was going on between COVID and worrying about Ben. And randomly, I started my period back on like the second night. It was a complete miracle. And I called my gynecologist and he was shocked. And I also called the endocrinologist. And so at that point we were like, okay, well, let's start trying for babies. And I'd gone to see the endocrinologist several times. I had 3 periods. He said that my follicles were not growing in the female body. The follicles hold the egg and they have to grow to a certain size in order for the egg to be able to be fertilized. And so he was basically saying that your follicles aren't growing. And he said he didn't know if they were ever going to grow. So I was like, that's unfortunate, because fertility drugs are not covered by insurance. And we were trying to figure out that financially and how that was going to work. We had just gotten enough money to do one of the fertility drugs. And I called them too late, apparently, because you're supposed to start taking it at the beginning of your cycle. And so they said, okay, just wait and just call us back at your next one. I started not feeling well and having headaches and everything. And lo and behold, I was pregnant. That was the greatest miracle I have ever received in my life. It is such a blessing that I was given this opportunity to have a baby. Once you've already made that choice, like to deprive your body of nutrition for so long, it's so hard for your body to be forgiving. One of the other specialists we saw said that it just wasn't going to happen because the body is unforgiving when it comes to malnutrition. After I met my husband and I told him the whole story of what had happened, he said to me that he looked at my story as a gift. And it gave me even more motivation to overcome any other battles that I may face so that I could use this gift that God had given me to bring honor and glory to Him. And by doing so, helping to bring others that were suffering, others that have struggled, and bring them to His love so they can experience the life that I'm now beginning to step foot into. Noah is going to be here in about a month. And honestly, my number one priority is to be the best mom that I can be to her. I want to love her unconditionally as the Lord has loved me unconditionally and how He has shown that to me. I do plan to share my story with her eventually and hopefully prevent her from ever going through or experiencing anything like that. I know that Noah will certainly experience, you know, her own struggles throughout life, but I want to be there for her. And I feel like God created strength in me through my experiences so that I can be there for her.
Randy hopes to write a book about her struggles, drawing from a diary she kept while in treatment. This is one entry she wanted to share.
This excerpt is from the last journal entry that I wrote while I was at inpatient care in the hospital at Chapel Hill. I wrote this on March 5th of 2013. Everyone has their own story, their own battles they face. My survival thus far provides hope and assurance in overcoming the inevitable challenges that lie ahead. The people we meet, the things we see, the troubles we encounter, all play significant roles in molding thoughts, opinions, and beliefs. It is our job to graciously welcome them as gifts. We never stop learning.
And a special thanks to Chrissy for producing that story, and thanks to Randy Wilson for sharing her story with us. And it's important for these stories to be shared, and we love doing these kind of things, because in the end, it can ease someone else's pain and also provide a pathway to hope for them as well. If they can do this, she said, of the people at AA and NA, overcome their obstacles in life and their obsessions and addictions, I need to do the same thing. And my goodness, the story of how she lost her menstrual cycle and then got it back and then became a mother. Well, it's just beautiful. And she's so right. The body is unforgiving when it comes to malnutrition. Malnutrition can cause all kinds of long-term damage. The story of Randy Wilson's overcoming here on Our American Stories.
Our 2022 iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Starring Dua Lipa,
Lizzo.
It's a
Charlie Puth,
The Backstreet Boys,
The Kid LAROI,
AJR,
and more.
The biggest holiday party of the year.
Jingle Ball!
Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Coming live from New York to the CW app and CWTV.com on December 9th.
So you never became a soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Look for the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans for a chance to score custom swag. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit Frito-LayScore.com to join the Pass the Ball Challenge.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-Lay.
Cadillac is an iconic American brand for a reason. Not just because they've been around for 120 years, but because it's a brand that pushes the limits. And they're doing it again with the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Meticulously crafted, fiercely original, boldly electric. It's an EV as uncompromising as you are. The all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Be magnificent, be electrifying, be iconic. Order your Lyriq at Cadillac.com. 2023 Lyriq orders are full, but go to Cadillac.com and complete a pre-order from model year 24 to be among the first to order a model year 24 when available.